Shalom, brothers and sisters, and it's another wonderful day the Lord has granted and given to each one of us. I trust and believe we are all fine by the grace of the Lord. We continue with our topic, and we go to our theme scripture, which is Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We are still looking at testimony, a testimony. They overcame him by the word of the testimony. Chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Now, today I want us to look at maybe features or characteristics or qualities of a testimony. And there are just 2 points that I've highlighted. And the first one being, a testimony can come from secondary vessels. It can come as hearsays in ways we least expect. Let us look at the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6. This was a time when Ruth had lost her family in the land of Moab, and she was now at a point where she was very desperate. She was bitter. She was in pain. She was still mourning her husband and her children. Now, Ruth, chapter 1, verse 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Now, here is Ruth. She came to a land where she thought she would find life, but she did not. Life was very difficult. But while she was in those problems, while she was in that backslidden state, because she was not in the place where she was supposed to be, she heard. She did not see it. She did not experience it. She did not have first-hand information. She just heard that the Lord visited. Somebody testified. Somebody gave an experience of what they saw and what God did to them. But in this case, Ruth did not experience it. Ruth did not have first-hand information. She did not have the evidence. She just heard that something happened. And already, because she just heard somebody testifying, that ignited something in her life. So we have to realize that that's what happens with the word of God. Sometimes it comes in ways we least expect. Now, let us look at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, it's a well-known scripture. We can start from verse 14. Romans chapter 10, 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So, a testimony is also a preaching, because someone has to hear what you're saying. Now, and how shall they preach? Okay, let's skip to 17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, something happened in the life of Ruth. Something ignited a hope. She was still bitter. She was still depressed. She knew that there was no form of life beyond what had happened to her. She thought, that's why she said, do not call me Ruth, call me Mara, call me bitter. Because the Lord had dealt treacherously with me. She believed that she could not live beyond what she went through in the land of Moab. She could not see any light beyond what she had seen. And that is why even the daughters-in-law, she said bye to them. But little did she know. But despite those problems, despite her being in that backslidden state, despite her making all those mistakes, despite her making all those errors, making those blunders, maybe she may have been the one to influence the husband that they should have gone to the land of Moab, and now she's coming back regretting, she's coming back bitter, and she just wanted to be called bitter. But in the midst of darkness, in the midst of the pain, she heard someone said something. The Lord visited. The Lord has visited you. She heard. And because of that, she decided to get on the journey. There is another example of a secondary source of a testimony. We look at the story of Rahab, the prostitute. She hid the men because of that something she had heard. Let's look at Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, verse 9. So we start from verse 9. Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2, verse 9. And she said unto the men, I know. These are the spies she had hidden. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. How do you know? How do you know? And of all the people, you, the kind of person, the kind of life you're living, how did you hear about what God is doing? I know. He has given you the land. And that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. How? How is it so? Verse 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of... She didn't see it. She didn't experience it. She heard somebody testify of the Red Sea. For you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites and were on the other side of Jordan. So she heard. She was not there. She was busy with her shameful life. She was busy with her customers. Maybe she had a brothel, she had a bar, she had a tavern. She had a beer parlor where she was entertaining all these men and then doing all sorts of filthy lifestyles. But she heard. Maybe in the bar a drunk came in Rahab's prostitute's house, which was more like a bar where these men would come to patronize, to come and drink and do all that. But in the process of that, a drunk man testified. A drunk man said that they've heard something. And already that ignited something in her heart. And she went on the quest to inquire. Not until she met those men and she was able to. She heard. What a wonderful thing. The second point is, I said the first point, a testimony can come from secondary vessels or secondary sources. The second point, the testimony can be intended for someone you least expect. The testimony can be extended for someone you're not even thinking they will receive it. The woman at the well, let us look at John chapter 4. We know the story very well. Look at John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Verse 27. Thank you, Lord. John chapter 4, verse 27. Now, this is when the disciples had gone out. Jesus was talking with that woman on the way. We know the conversation. So, verse 27. Upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? The disciples are coming, and they're surprised that the Lord is talking with a woman. Now, the question is, what was wrong with talking with a woman? Because the type of woman he was talking with. Because he appeared to be at ease. He appeared to be in a conversation from a distance. They seemed like they were having a good time. So the disciples were surprised. The way we know the Lord, he is not someone who can talk to a woman, and that kind of a woman for that matter. But they couldn't understand that. To say, I mean, of all the things. The Lord was speaking to a woman. And now, verse 29 says, of John chapter 4, come and see. So, 28, the woman then left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? So, the Lord Jesus was talking to a very unlikely source. The disciples were sure they were supposed to go and visit people, visit families, visit these. But look at the Lord, visit the Jews out there, visit the children of Israel, households of the respectable people of the children of Israel. But here is the Lord speaking to a woman. And this woman was a disgraced woman, a woman who had no hope, who was regarded as a dog, worse than a dog. She was not just an outsider. She was not just a Samaritan, but she was a prostitute. She was a woman of ill fame. Someone could tell that. But he was talking to her. And she was used as a carrier of the message in the village. Now look at this. When she went to the village, everyone knew what she does. Everyone knew this, her history. But when she spoke what she spoke, everyone believed. Why? Because the woman was used as a vessel, a very unlikely source. So believers, this have come to believe, that there are times that we have counted ourselves out. We can't make a difference. We cannot speak and people receive. Do you know that you can speak the word of God in your workplace? They will reject it. They will argue against you. They'll fight against you. They will ridicule you. They will insult you. But you don't know what it has done. And because of that, you can think it has done nothing. You have to know that there is no loss. Do you know that the gospel message has no loss? It has an impact. The gospel message has no loss. So when you testify, it leaves an impact. It leaves an imprint, which you will never expect. So let me end the session with another testimony, brothers and sisters, and of how secondary information can come to a very unlikely source. It was in the year 2022 when we had set up for a crusade in a place called Chatama in the eastern province of Zambia. This is where I am actually right now. And I remember we only had 3 days of meetings. We had meetings on a Friday, on a Saturday, and on a Sunday. That was the last day. And when these meetings came, we had tents here. There were trucks. We set up tents and everything. We had the public address system. And now as this was going on, there is, you know, when you have open air meetings, the sound can go, can travel very far to villages which are very far away from you. You'll be able to hear the word. And then in the night, they were able to see the lights from very far, because the villages are usually very dark. They were able to see some lighting from a distance. And then because of the white tents, it was illuminating. So now as these things were going on, rumors spread that there was a church. There's something that has come, a very rich church. That's what they're calling it. And apparently this message came to a king of the drunkards. This was a man who was above any other kind of drunkard you can think of. Not only was he a drunkard, he was also a smoke addict. He used to smoke marijuana terribly, horribly. And this man apparently was enjoying his drink with his friends. And then while he was enjoying the drink with his friends, he said, "Have you heard the sounds?" So one of his colleagues in the bar, while they were drunk, told him that, "You know what? There's a place here. Something is happening." And the information was not even correct. He said, "They are giving out money. They are also giving out clothes. It's a very rich church which has come there. And just go and see for yourself. I've heard stories that this..." Now, while this drunkard was hearing a church with music, something was ignited in his heart. And as he came to the meeting, he only came on the very last day, the last day. He only attended the meeting for the last day. And when he heard the word of God, it struck his heart. And immediately he was baptized. And this man from that time has never looked back. And now the question is, we have people who are coming for the meetings on the first day. On the second day, we had smart people. We had church people. We had all these good people. But they rejected it. They despised it. They only wanted the glamour. They just wanted to appear. They only wanted to see what was happening. They were curious. This was a guy who was not interested. This was a man who was at the very bottom of the food chain, for lack of a better term. But he heard the word. He heard the ministration from a very unlikely source, and the information was not correct. But something was ignited in his heart. So there is a power in a testimony. Sometimes it may be a small thing the Lord did for you. You don't know what impact. You don't know what imprint that will leave on another person. Just by hearing. Just by hearsay. The Lord richly bless you, brothers and sisters, until we meet again. Shalom.